Dan and Rand and Jay will share tales of folks so unaware they lack in grace, and sometimes choose the life they choose will make the news. Breaking down each epic fail in Florida, there's half-price bail. I'm happy to say they couldn't make this up. So listen to our podcast jam with co-host Arm and Dan. Benders, don't be a jerk, cause when the music hits, the funny hits, and we are gonna take you down.
Stick around, make a sound, bunker down, it's Dumb People Town.
Hey, townies, welcome to another episode of
Dumb People Town.
Population you.
Population Cross.
David Cross, welcome
Mr.
to the
David
show.
Mr. David Cross. How are you, man?
Is it just me, or is it, am I the mayor and
yes,
the
mayor-elect.
You are the comptroller.
Okay. Interim. More of an interim.
The alderman.
Well, this is a return for you to the town. You have been here.
The XCHEA. I do like that. The bursar. Mm-hmm. No, you did this during the pandemic. You were in your audio studio.
We zoomed it.
More fun to be in person.
I disagree. You would rather
be in the woods.
You'd rather be at home. I would much rather be home.
Well, we could
more
come
fun
there.
For us.
Are you kidding?
We could come there, dude.
We're in Burbank.
We can put you in that studio over there if you want.
That's not going to help.
That doesn't help. He wants to be in his comfort.
I want to be home.
Okay, fair. So
3,000 miles away.
My question to you is, do you believe that even in the time from when you did it in your comfortable confines of your home to here, that the world has gotten dumber in that small of a period of time? Have we accelerated how dumb it's become?
Yeah, I don't think it's exponentially dumber. I think it's increasingly dumber. I don't think it's smarter or more
sophisticated. We're on a rickety ramp of dumb.
Yeah,
we're like the roller coaster is lurching forward.
We're backyard ramp. It's more of a backyard built
like
ramp
we
of
built
dumb.
It. Yeah, or a carny put
and
together.
The dumb is getting louder, I feel. That is the prevailing voice.
I think it's only louder because it's dumber, meaning there's more numbers.
Mm-hmm.
And
yes.
I mean, you can hope for people dying off. I mean,
yeah.
I do on a daily basis
too.
People die.
Yeah, I just do.
And maybe stop spawning, but
yeah. You can hope for people to be barren, and you can hope for people to die. Sure. And with that, let's jump into
a book. Or read a book.
Read a book. Yes. No, I think the other two would happen first.
Those are like more viable.
Yeah.
So shall we get into a dumb story?
Let's talk
about Dave's got a new stand-up special.
My friend Derek says hello.
Oh, thanks so much.
Our friend Derek, our mutual friend Derek.
We'll tell Derek I said hello back.
I don't have to. You just did.
Damn it.
Very nice. Okay.
That was very Derek.
Well, now he has to listen. Now, Derek, you got to listen to this. You ready for this?
Yes.
Story number one comes to us from our hometown of St. Louis, Missouri.
Mm-hmm.
St. Louis father and son Pokemon Go team. I didn't even know that was a thing.
Even know what Pokemon Go is.
Explain it.
Pokemon Go.
Augmented reality.
Pokemon Go is, yes,
the initial thing where you see, you put on the, or you have your phone and then you
phone
see.
And then they pop up wherever
yeah,
you are.
Yeah, that's how it started, right?
Right. And
you
flip
that.
A little ball to catch it. And you go to certain places where
like
are
you
hot
go slower, though you don't know exactly how this works. And you
I like
done
that
it.
People were.
Well,
like
I did
just,
it. A,
hey,
I
hey, hey!
A
I think it's a pretty cool thing.
Anything that gets people out and around, I'm happy for.
I remember. I think I was on tour when that first started
getting
happening,
big.
And I didn't know why people were like giggling, and there'd be like four, five, six people, and they'd have their phones, and then it was happening so frequently, and then I was like, "What's going on?" And also, I kind of quickly sussed out like, oh, this is
a
pop
game.
Culture
right.
thing.
Yeah. Right.
I didn't know if it was a game, but it was something like
right.
that. And then somebody explained it, and I was like, that sounds pretty cool.
Oh, it's any sort of like role-playing game or
I think
like
it's
just the
game.
Concept of everybody. It's like a scavenger hunt.
Mm-hmm. Right. Total 100%. Scavenger hunt.
So,
and my
cool.
son was way, way into it, like super into it. We
I'm
would go
it.
To the Santa Monica Pier all the time, which I would never go to the Santa Monica Pier, but that was a Pokemon Go hotspot.
Right.
Where you could just be catching left and right. And it
I love that you could have been a father and son team with your son here.
I probably not because I'm terrible.
But you were a team.
If that's the way, though, you're identified in a newspaper article that you are a father and son Pokemon Go team.
Right.
That's the first way they identify.
Well, just in the nature of doing it, you're a trainer. You have your Pokemon. You train them.
I was a driver.
Now, how, and I say this, I'm not trying to be funny, just complete ignorance, but how does it, How do you, is it a matter of like the amount of things you catch, or do they have values, or what?
So they each have values.
Definitely have values.
So the,
these are all great questions.
Great questions, and I would hate for you to try to be funny on this podcast, but they are little. Each one, the rarity of the Pokemon,
they're kind of like NFTs. It's basically like an NFT.
But, so but if it's, so, I would assume that not everybody can see the same. Otherwise, you would follow other people and just go, there it is.
So everyone can see the same. They they all are finding the same in each location.
So why don't the...
The game program, the people program into each location certain ones at certain times.
So once the 50 get found in this area,
they people can still, if you go to that area, you can
get it,
keep getting it and getting it. But once you get it, I think in your game, then you can't get it again.
Wouldn't there be almost like a... a walkthrough for a game you'd play, you know, on Xbox or PlayStation or something. Wouldn't there be like a list? You just go on the internet and go, oh, there's 14 over here at the pier. And you go underneath and go, there's the hamburger thing.
And then they have gyms where you can, the ones that you've caught and you've trained and built up to like higher levels.
Wait.
There's a gym.
So like, this is like modern slavery?
So like the house across the street could be designated in maps to be a gym. Just that location.
Yeah,
so
you train them to.
Well, once you go to the gym, then you fight the ones you've trained against other people.
Oh, this is so far beyond
level up.
Yeah, it's deep.
No, it's a whole world. It is an entire world that you are training.
So these cute little things are building up like solid mass muscle and learning taekwondo and
learning
stuff.
It's like futuristic Japanese cockfighting. You're raising a tiny little fighter
thing to fight in the background.
I didn't know that was part of it.
Yeah, mm-hmm. It's all.
I thought it was a cute thing you did with your kid.
Well, father and son, Pokemon Go team. Catches assault convictions.
Oh my god. So they got in a real fight with people over Pokemon Go.
We're gonna get into it. Sent in by Professor Demerita at Ann C. McCarthy. Thank you, Ann. This is maybe the first time this person
Hello, Ann. Welcome.
Okay, so this takes place, like we said, in St. Louis. So we kind of know some of the areas where it went down. All right. Kirkwood.
So I'm sorry to interrupt. Other people are listening and watching this. This is not just the four of us.
Oh, other people
live?
Will.
No.
Not live, but they will eventually.
No, but.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So people listen to this.
Uh-huh. To our podcast?
Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Just three dumb news stories that are comedically broken down.
So
I love how surprised
I
love,
I would now I'm curious what you thought it was the first time.
Meaning this isn't just for us.
This isn't just for the four of us. Other people are
strangers, people you haven't
met. I love that you would have just done it if it was just the four of us.
With microphones.
Out here.
Yeah.
With my out here.
So I'm promoting my new stand-up special to three people at a time.
Very political door to door of you.
It's very
guys who would have bought it and watched it anyway.
We would have done it anyway, but you just
didn't have to come here. And we're already fans buying.
You already got our vote.
Old school, man. I'm doing it in person, knocking on doors,
pressing the flesh. So the best part about this, and we'll guess this later, is how old these people are.
The father and son.
Father and son. I say father and son, and you get an image in your mind, and we'll want to say 80 and 60. Okay, fine. Convicted Wednesday of beating up a Pokemon competitor in a brawl that all landed in the lake in Kirkwood Park. Now, we've been to Kirkwood. It's a nice part of St. Louis.
Sure.
They would have a pumpkin patch in the around Halloween.
You're saying it's upper middle class folks, probably.
I mean, it's, it's like a cute, quaint little area.
It's like old St. Louis, kind of like.
So white, very white.
Very white. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Circle square.
Okay.
St. Louis County jury found Robert Matuizzi and his son Angelo Matuizzi, who we're going to find out how they are, guilty of felony of third degree assault. All right.
You just told me that there isn't a finite supply, that if you get your thing, you've got your thing.
So these guys might not know how it works. You guys explain how it works. More than a day of testimony. Meanwhile, someone out there who is an enormous Pokemon Go fan, them having to listen to us fumble through the realities of it,
the worst thing ever.
They are losing their minds now.
It's Jason, if you want to point fingers.
It's me. Randy had nothing to do with it. More than a day of testimony. So whatever happened revealed in all this testimony, a long-running virtual feud between two teams. So this is something that bubbled over before.
So these two have gotten into it.
Teams.
So they might fight at the gym.
teams of Pokemon Go players turned into a real-life battle captured on video in June of 2018. It's now coming to light right now.
Mm-hmm.
At issue in the fight, one Pokemon gym. You are right.
See?
This is at issue. Pokemon Go is an augmented reality smartphone game that allows users to hunt, capture, and do battle with virtual monsters by visiting real-life locations. Busy places like Kirkwood Park become coveted hotspots known as gyms that teams can claim. Dan, you did a wonderful job of explaining this.
I just did that one part.
The Matuzis were on one.
Oh, wait a minute. Back up for a second.
Sure.
Again, I'm being serious.
Yeah, please.
So, so an area can be claimed as a gym, which means nobody else can claim it.
Well, the programmers designate which areas are gyms.
Is a gym and which is...
safe zone.
Yes.
Where somebody can't fight with you. If you're in the gym, somebody could challenge you and your Pokemon to a fight.
Yeah, and a gym can be the Dunkin' Donuts.
That's right.
Exactly.
Precisely. I got you.
In this case, Kirkwood Park.
So was the issue that they were in the safe zone and somebody said,
we're going to find out.
All right.
The issue could have been that they're just crazy hotheads who are like, this is where we're
this is not a good game for people who have short tempers.
The Matuzis were on one team vying for the park, while the victim who went by the gaming name of Sammy the Bull was on another.
A famous
Sammy the
mafia
Bull Gravano.
A mafia hitman.
That's how you're...
that's his intimidation level when it comes to...
That is a pretty bold stance.
Excuse me. My name is Sammy the Bull.
The victim testified that an argument over the right to claim the gym escalated when the younger
Matuzi...
Because
I think if you win the gym... it's your gym, and then when other people come to the gym,
This is starting to make more sense.
Me too.
Same. Escalated when the younger Matuzi started punching him, sparking a brawl that caused both of them to fall into about how many feet into Walker Lake in the park. Take a guess as to how many
far feet down they fell
into this.
Why
lake.
Is this? A
I'm
going to
go 9 inches.
9 inches.
Love it.
What do you think?
10 feet.
What do you think?
Like 18 feet. I think they.
You think they went way down?
Like an embankment?
Is there a bridge?
I don't know.
They fell. Get your answers in, Townies. They fell about 5 feet into the Walker Lake. The elder Matuzi then jumped in after his son. Like you saw the video of the guy whose puppy got eaten by an alligator, or like, and he's in there fighting. This is what this guy did. He saw his son go down. I mean, what we wouldn't do for our kids?
Did an adult man fight his son or a kid?
You've got to wait. We'll get to the ages at the
How
end.
Does it
oh,
become?
Should we just shut up and let you read the whole thing?
No. Go ahead and say it. No, but
you
do you want to get
interrupting our interruption?
Do you want to guess the ages right now, or I was going to wait until the
I
end?
I don't care. Whatever you
keep
want,
going.
Man.
I'm with Jason on the old, like the shockingly older side.
Okay, so let's guess the ages right now. Let's do it right now.
How old
do you think the dad is, and how old do you think the kid
I'm
is?
I'm going 80-60, and I want that.
80-60.
I know that's wrong.
I know that's wrong.
I'm going to go 14 and 44.
14 and 44. What do you think it is? Go with Jay.
I'm going to go 18 and...
6.
I'm going to go 18 and 39.
18 and 39.
Okay.
Get your answers in because the father is 75 years old.
Oh, my God.
And the son... Angelo is 35 years old. That's it. 75 and 35.
That 75-year-old man jumped in the lake after his son.
First of all, kudos to him.
Son of a bitch! Son, help me.
Now I'm in trouble.
Oh, We're in a rip. It's a lake, Dad.
This is a guy who waited till he was 40 to have a child.
So, yeah, his son is 35.
Yeah.
Right, so prosecutors
Andrew, been his ninth.
It could have been his ninth.
Too.
He just wanted to do something with his son.
This is the one child he couldn't bond with.
That's right.
All the other nine he could connect with.
Prosecutors Andrew Wren and Joanna Brueggemann played jurors a video capturing the fight in the lake, showing both Matuzis repeatedly punching the victim and holding the man down in the water.
Wait, so they're all in the water?
They're now everybody's fighting.
Oh, my God.
The footage was taken by a bear.
Son of a... Now you got to deal with two Matuzis.
Matuzis does sound like a hockey family, like the Matuzis.
Pull his shirt over his head and start punching him.
And so the man who is taking the footage doesn't stop shooting the footage, just says, shouts, "Get away from each other right now."
Did it work? Did that work? That usually works.
A younger voice can be heard saying, "Dad, don't get involved."
So
sure.
The person who's filming is with his son,
and his son
they're in a Pokemon Go filming father-son.
They cut the thing off before the kid said, now's our chance to get
yeah, the gym. While these idiots are fighting, let's go get the
gym. Unless they're in a Pokemon Go filming league.
The father's
the fight sure, ended when the bystander finally ran over to the men and forced them to separate. So he had the power to do this all along, but just wanted to film it.
Sometimes you don't know you have the power within you until you're
right.
I mean, maybe he found like the power of whatever Pokemon he had found. Sure.
A Phil Collins in the air tonight.
Right.
Remember, he watched some other guy watch some guy drown,
which means that he watched him drown too.
You watched a guy drown. If you watched another guy watch a guy drown, you watched a guy drown.
Yeah,
you
but his focus was on the other guy.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. True. You're just watching. I mean, this guy does.
I'm not kink shaming. You get off how you get off. Whatever. Phil wants to spank it. Well, that's up to him.
Another person watch. Watch someone
that
drown, then, you know, look, you do what you gotta do. The victim was left with some facial abrasions, some traumatic eye injury, broken fingertip.
Mm, that hurts.
And a detached fingernail. Did that need to be reported in this thing?
That's the thing where you're like, all right, you don't have to report the detached finger.
That's what the cop looks at you and goes, he goes, why don't we just round down?
Fingertip is good. We don't have to get into the...
You know, the broken fingertip sounded so...
Let's just blanket it and go finger injury. Covers everything.
You don't have to put scratch my tushy. You don't, please. It's fine.
It's so small. Tiny tushy scratch. Mm-hmm. Both Matus testified in their own defense in the trial. The defense attorney, Jeffrey Rath, Dave Rath's brother, maybe, I don't know,
we hope,
argued that they are not the aggressors in the melee. I didn't want to be in the water, the father, Robert Matuzzi, told the jury.
I didn't want this kid.
Wait, don't say that.
That's a bad, don't. Right.
When prosecutors remind him that he jumped in to join his son, he replied, this happened a couple of years ago, he's 75 now. When you're 71 and you get punched in the head, you don't know what you're doing. It's a great quote.
I mean,
that's true of any age, really.
Yeah.
You should sue Nintendo.
Right. Whoever's doing the exact.
Who is Pokemon?
They make it too good. You want it. You need the gym. Mm-hmm. They're making me love it too much. He admitted on the stand that he did hold the victim's head underwater. So this to me is like, I held him underwater.
I was trying to drown him. But
he said, and this is his defense, I just wanted to dunk him.
That's what he said?
I just wanted to dunk him. What?
That's a fun dunk. We've all had fun dunks.
When you dunk someone and you wait for their final bubble to come up?
We would have chicken fought. We're already a team. Teams are established.
I love the son, Angelo Matuzzi, testified that he never wanted to fight. I was just trying to put my Pokemon in the gym, he testified to a bunch of jurors who were like, we've never heard of this. What the fuck are you talking about? No clue what you're doing. Just trying to put him in the gym. He later reflected, it was Father's Day.
That's what you do. You take your dad out for a Pokemon.
For a fight. In a lake.
Down at the lake.
No, wait. Did we find out the ages of the...
Other people who are fighting. People. We have not yet, and I don't know if I ever get those.
But, Dave, you make such a great point.
Because I would love it if it's like... A 35-year-old guy
and a nine-year-old
kid. That would really make it a much different scenario.
The nine-year-old kid is...
I was giving him a dunk.
Kid needed a little dunk.
But you're so right.
Kid.
On Father's Day for the 35-year-old son to make the 75-year-old go to a park while he sits on a phone and just does this.
Also, like the other father and son who's
Don't forget... It's St. Louis. There's almost nothing good about St. Louis or the people it attracts. I've been there several times. There's nothing.
That is our hometown.
We grew up there.
We did leave. You left for a reason.
Fair enough.
I can't argue
about the Kirkwood area.
My hometown has everything I want except a reason to keep me
here. This is probably a great time to mention, guys, that
you'll be in St. Louis.
I'll be in St. Louis at the Pageant Theater. Yes. I will. Part of my Worst Daddy in the World tour.
Oh, nice. By the way, that is a Pokemon gym. In the back of the bar area of the pageant is an actual Pokemon gym.
I can't wait. So I'll set it up.
Please, fights are going.
OfficialDavidCross.com.
Yes.
You get all the...
all the Pokemon information.
I'm going to attach that now to the tour.
Sure,
now that you mentioned it, I've learned about this. Mm-hmm. So all the list of cities there where I'll be performing starting on March 2nd in Portland. Mm-hmm. And I'll get get all the Pokemon gym information.
That's right. Yeah. So St. Louis, as a city, I know we have some St. Louis fans. You now have something to prove to David Cross.
That's right.
You need show to up prove at it. That pageant show and you be the best damn audience. Sure.
You can yell at me. It's fine. Right.
I don't want you to yell. No, I want
I
them
don't know
to
if you do meet and greets, but I hope the Matuzis show up.
I will be little, doing a meet and greet.
There you go.
I am. Little the Matuzis better fucking be there. The guy pulling so up in a wheelchair.
How about the bystander who broke up the fight? Two of the victims, former Pokemon.
Free tickets for him and his
right?
Child.
You get it. So an emergency department doctor and a Kirkwood police officer all testified for the prosecution. They all agree.
This is clear.
It's another member of the Matuzzi family testified for the defense about a previous run-in between two Pokemon Go teams. So this has been...
They're saying it's endemic
it's a long-going thing.
To the game.
Long-running thing. When the
or
incident
at
originally...
at that area.
That park. Yeah, yeah. So this is when the incident originally happened. It made the Fresno Bee. It even made that newspaper.
Oh, God.
The jury recommended...
Even the Fresno Bee. So now Fresno is aware of this?
Fresno is now in...
What has Fresno done with this information?
Well, I think Fresno is more like, hey... It's not just us.
All right.
Hey, guys, I know we're bad, but guys,
somebody,
look what's going on in Kirkwood.
Up, I'll do it, too. The Matuzzi brothers and see what their business is.
M-A-T-T-E-U-Z-Z-I. To me, and I know this sounds ridiculous, but I would love it if they sold jacuzzis. That's just
me. And they were forced into it by the rhyme. They didn't want to do it.
We don't even know what we're doing. They had no choice. We don't know how to install these things, but we are forced by rhyming law.
We don't have an option.
So how many days was the recommended sentence that the jury gave to Robert Matuzzi? How many days in jail did they recommend for having this fight on Father's
Day? Third degree assault.
Right.
This is a third degree assault.
I mean, I don't know that stuff, but I would hope it's not more than 60 days.
I was going to say,
what are you
going to
say?
I'll say 30 days. I was going to say,
what about, what are we guessing?
How many days the jury, what was the sentence they recommended that they, that he spent in jail?
He said
for this
60,
fight.
I said 30.
Just, can I remind you 20. That it was just a dunk? It was just
a minor dunk.
A minor dunk?
With the hope that he stopped breathing underwater.
That's all it was. Minor dunk that he could close his trachea. It's really not that bad.
I have a picture of the Matuzzis.
Do you really?
They are everything you would want them to be.
Let's see them. I got to see the Matuzzis.
David, I'm going to show you first because
yep.
I want you to run the farthest with this.
The Matuzzi jacuzzis. Right?
Look at that hair on that guy.
Also, I just love that guy was out there.
That he was forced to be a part
of. Yeah, you love that the older guy or the younger guy?
The younger guy.
The older guy
looks
like...
They're both in an unreleased season of Fargo.
Right.
And the guy on the left does look like... The dad does look like he has made his hair a wig out of his...
The
other hair that fell out.
Mm-hmm. Out of his own hair.
He has a jacket for a place he doesn't work at anymore.
And I'll tell you what, jacuzzi salesman not far off.
That's in the wheelhouse. By the way, and you just flashed that picture quickly. I can't even tell you who's the older one. That is what's interesting about them.
That's a 75-year-old man with blonde hair.
That guy will sit when he gets a few drinks in and just bitch about how porn isn't the same anymore.
Yeah, for sure.
Right. You know?
Yeah. I mean, I love
the
old days.
Why is everyone...
I don't need the goddamn story.
Too much story.
What's too much story?
I'm going to tell you this. Razors ruined porn.
I don't need an exterior shot of a building.
Let's get it.
We don't need to establish geography.
I don't need to know that they're in the art studio.
I don't even need music.
Okay. Or the opposite. No, I need to know they're in the art studio. Where the fuck are they?
I've lost all perspective. I don't know who she is. Who is this character now?
How long has this person even been their stepdad? Did they know each other
before? That a real business? I need to know.
Born today.
The man is that boy.
I miss the music.
60 days, 30 days. Dan, how much?
20, I said.
20 days. Okay, the answer, they recommended that he be in jail for 3 days. Father's Day is ruined. Grown men, quote, including a man in his 70s, coming to blows over a childish game that they are playing is ridiculous, but there was nothing funny about the injuries sustained. I love that they're like, this
before
not
before you make a joke and everyone thinks
it's funny that these guys
obviously
are fighting,
so humorous that you're all going to want to do this,
but nothing's funny about someone who could have drowned, which actually is true.
Agreed.
Sure. So St. Louis
I think
kind
3
of
days is a bit
short.
Yeah, that's short.
Tiny.
But this is what the prosecutor said. I thank this jury for reminding the Matuzis and our community that our parks are for play and relaxation, not violence.
Agreed.
Was that their point?
I don't know.
To say
the jury
that, hey,
set
these,
out to do
we're
that.
Here to make these parks. I think the thing just happens spontaneously.
Yeah,
there you go.
Yeah.
And so that's what it is. That is story number one. Down in the books. Dan, I think you're second.
I think I am.
You're next.
When we come back, we will tell you guys how you can get David's new special, and you will.
You want to get it?
You will take a break right now, and you will then download
get
it.
Tickets? No, tickets. I'm going it's out
the
on
tour.
The road.
Well, the tour, but also your special, your most recent special. Can we?
Well,
can
you
get
could
that?
If you wanted to. Sure.
From your from
that's
your
on the website too, but that's older.
Okay, it's older.
I'm more concerned with the
Worst
tour.
Daddy in the World tour.
Yeah, it's fine.
Right. Well, we'll talk about we'll that on the other side of the break. David Cross is with us. It's Dumb People Town.
Stick around. Make a sound. There's more Dumb People Town.
Hey, guys. Welcome back to the show. before we get to the only thing we're going to talk about, David, which is his last special. We
are, the only thing he wants us to focus on
that
is
we need
final
to say. Special. Simply just talk about the last special.
March 2nd.
We will talk about his new tour. But speaking of tours, we are going to be in a couple places first.
Yes. If this comes out, I believe, if this drops before
what
March.
The fuck? You guys are...
They're jumping.
Jumping.
Yeah. Oh, no, we're jumping the gun. Yeah. Because you're the most important thing.
Not
we're
building
we lead
jumping
up to,
over, though.
No, we open, and then we build. We open.
Continuing to listen to the podcast going, when is David's
when is David Cross's dates?
March 2nd.
Are you going to go through every date?
Nope.
I want to.
I'll just tell you when it starts and where to go.
All right,
find
let's start with you then.
Portland, March 2nd.
Who's going to listen to us?
Thank you.
St. Louis will be in there
yes,
on this tour.
We'll be in St. Louis.
And this is Worst Daddy in the World tour.
How many dates are you doing?
There's going to be three legs. First leg, which is up there, is 40 American cities, a couple Canadian. Then the second leg will be announced probably when this... Do you say airs anymore?
Yeah.
Drops, airs, whatever.
And they'll have there'll be three legs eventually, but okay. And there'll be
England
more
Europe?
Of a. I'll do Europe and but more of Canada. I'm only doing three cities in Canada right now in this first leg, but I'll do
more.
I'll get to Winnipeg and Regina and Edmonton and the
nice.
Fun stuff and. And then more American dates, et cetera, et cetera.
Great.
OfficialDavidCross.com.
Hardest I ever laughed at a comedy special. Was yours
the last one?
No, nope. Years and years ago, the Mother Mary raped me.
Oh my God, that's all. That's the first one.
Yeah,
I think that's the first one.
It's the hardest I ever laughed at a comedy special. but yeah, so beautiful. Go see David Cross, everybody. The website is
officialdavidcross.com.
Just go see if he's in a city near you, and then go.
We have been on the road a little bit and doing dates and stuff, and I am actually really enjoying. I feel like there's a sense of enjoyment from the audience just to be out at shows right now. So
sure.
You're looking for stuff to do, please come see our friend
live
David.
Experiences. I think that's what we missed a ton in the last few years. And
yeah,
and David,
well, when was the last time you all went on the road?
So
they've been getting out.
We've been going back out, but not. We don't go.
Well, I guess I. What was the break when COVID hit? What was your...
I did end of 2021, and then Omicron Delta fucked me for 4 months, and then I went back out.
I was about to go on tour, which resulted in the last special, the I'm From the Future, but I was going to go on tour with that set, and Delta Omicron...
Just screwed it.
It shut me down from November to March, and then I started...
And even if you're...
Yeah, that was exactly... Set to go out, I think, in October, and had to cancel the... I've never done that before.
We were in Madison, Wisconsin, when the world shut down.
Yeah.
We were literally in Madison
March 9th.
On a Thursday night, and then on Friday, they were like, I don't think we can do these shows.
Yeah.
We're like, all right, let's hop on a plane and head back.
We didn't do anything for another year and a half.
Yeah.
And then we've recently started going, like, we go once a month.
But you guys did that great little run in Alaska. And you know what? I think what everybody's been waiting for is, what do you guys have coming up next?
Oh, with us? Yeah. at the end of March, we're going to be at the Stand Up Live in Phoenix, and we're going to all be together at the Moontower Comedy Festival, which we've done with you before.
Austin.
It's so much fun. I remember a wonderful time
registering
people to vote with you.
That's
which
right.
Was so that was awesome. That was really fun.
That was great. We did some good work, and we ended up, what was the barbie?
Le Barbecue? Or was that where we went?
No, it was like a...
Outdoor.
Slightly outside of the city, a little, you know, slightly. And there's like food trucks. And it was like, not Lemoyne, there's something in
It was so good.
Leonard and Sutton, it was amazing.
It was so good. I remember that. That was awesome.
Good times. And so we'll be there for that.
I feel bad that I can't remember the name of it.
It's okay. Somebody will tell us.
There's probably a Pokemon gym there. And
someone is shouting at their thing.
Yeah. Someone's getting into a fight or at a thing. No. So we'll be there in April and then Minneapolis. Then we're going back up to Alaska. We had such a good time. That was really fun. Just more dates like superscholars.com. Go. It's we sort of are spacing them out. Maybe like one or going back to Ann Arbor in the fall.
Of course.
We'll put them all in there. DanielVanKirk.com. Oh, yeah.
DanielVanKirk.com. Come see my show monthly in Houston or here in town or Moon Tower.
Great.
Do it.
Okay. Here we go.
Yes.
This was sent in by Carlene McDermott at SheBeCarlene.
Carlene. What a lovely.
Here's a headline,
woman.
Friends. Man upgrades first ever voice-controlled blowjob machine activated by the words, finish me.
That's... This, I mean, this is a long time coming.
Look,
this is a long time
coming. Not many days like, you don't. It doesn't get brought up, but this does sound like a pitch for a Mr. Show sketch.
Now, you have to go back and say
or Bob
so.
And
a guy. Read it again.
Man upgrades. First ever voice controlled blowjob machine activated by the words. Finish me.
So is the upgrade
the words the voice finish me.
The voice activation. Yeah.
Yes.
And yeah, you just have to put love, a button.
So,
push
I mean,
button.
Upgrade is, I mean, that's loosely applied here. Yeah. I mean, it's going to do the thing. What does it do once you go, finish me? What does, it must what go changes?
It goes faster. It,
that's not, sometimes that's not
that is
better.
That might not be enough.
Maybe,
yeah.
Maybe it
sometimes.
Looks you in
Hold
the
on.
Eyes.
Is there a not so quickly? Like you want to yeah. tell it?
I mean,
finish is me there, is a little. This is some weird Mortal Kombat ending. And
yeah, finish me does is what could have been said in the first story.
If you were, I don't. You know, it could be your wife. I don't know. I've never been married, but long term relationship or new. And if you said to a person during any sort of oral pleasure,
finish me. That's
feels a red
very
flag.
Yeah pejorative.
Unless it's into your kink. Not to shame. Just
not
like,
to exactly. Also, you like who's hear? Saying like, hey Dave, I really love your blowjob machine. If it just had a voice command that could have yeah. ended it. It seems really hard to go push that button.
Are you up for some unsolicited?
Just a
yeah,
pitch?
Just a couple notes. Loved it. Came a bunch. That was nice. And I learned a bunch of things too. But
about myself.
One note. I kept saying "finish me," and that didn't have any effect. It was
negligible
if there wasn't. And yeah, I kept yeah. saying "finish me," and then I could sense that I was getting irritated, and I didn't want to
took
offend
me out of the moment.
The AI, and I was like, what are you?" And I'm thinking, "Oh wait, you didn't program it.
It needs an upgrade."
This is
what you're saying.
Well,
the
here it
issue
is.
With Chat. GPT. It's the same thing.
It's never yeah. going to get.
Never going to understand what we
here
need
we go. The inventor of the world's first voice-controlled blowjob robot mm-hmm. says he has upgraded his creation in protest at big tech companies.
Wait, this is a move of protest?
I don't know. Let me keep going. Autoblow AI.
Is it defined?
Autoblow AI. A crowdfunded male sex toy. Why? Has now
the people have spoken.
Now has quote right. a downloadable blowjob library.
Honey, what are you giving money to again?
I'm an investor. I yell way too loud.
Tax deductible.
We'll
I don't
back.
Ask you what you spend your money on. Why is that?
Okay. He now has a downloadable blowjob library that gives users the ability to control their oral robotic experiences.
This is what we wanted at the beginning with.
As well as controlling the speed of the robot with 6 voice commands, including a finish me mode.
Sure.
Users can now browse mode. And visualize.
That thing went.
When have you started? When have you just, whatever this thing is, like a fleshlight or whatever.
Sure, yes.
Hooked
I'm
up to
show
a
you.
Mic stand that's hooked up to a fucking
generator.
And you're like, okay, here we go.
Okay.
Finish me.
Whoa!
Jesus Christ!
Too much. Too fast.
Whoa.
Also, I would want to say, I don't know his name. I'll call him Kent. Also, I would be like, Kent, you know I love you. Your version of Finish Me is not my
no,
version.
No, everybody's right. version is different.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah.
I don't need a punch in the stomach.
No, mine's feels, a cup of tea.
Yeah. Right. I just need to be told I'm good enough.
It's a back massage.
Yes.
You want to take a gander at this guy?
Yes.
Okay. Is he holding the thing?
He's holding the auto blow, and he's got one hand on the upgraded version of the auto blow.
Okay. And the other one making a peace sign.
Does he look exactly like you?
Oh my God, that is that fucking is depressing insane... as shit. That is so also depressing.
Like, also, they're like, look, it won't, if it's just a robot,
wait.
We need to put,
so
Dave,
there is a,
Dave, describe it, please. It's a woman's head.
Oh God, that's a bummer.
I know. It's on an, what is this, what can only be described as an, like a seventh grade AV cart.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but yeah, with good materials. Nobody? There. It's got like wheel. It's got four wheels.
It's
yeah.
a battle
and
bot.
It's just like a mannequin head.
Mm-hmm. Right. Yes. Shave, no hair.
Sticking out this very metallic
right.
Robotic thing that mm-hmm. is...
two arms forward.
And well, it's from the forearm. They're on kind of... flexible, looks like bendable kind of metal.
And if you're watching on YouTube, things. We will put this image up.
That is
well.
Most of the arm. That's just going back to one of the erector set beams. And then the...
more of an erection set.
And then the forearm and two hands. And the head is on a pole.
Yeah.
And then one of the arms is holding... it looks like the... kind of headphones that people who bring planes in and out.
Yes. 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 Or they put on babies at concerts.
Yeah, or they put on babies at concerts. I mean, that is fucking depressing.
That is insane. Like, if you just saw that.
I was into it until you showed me the picture.
I mean, so if you just saw that, you'd be like, what did that woman
more
do
notes.
Wrong?
You have more notes.
Yeah. What did she do wrong that she's now the head on this
as well
thing?
As visuals, they can even activate the robot without speaking at all.
Ooh.
So wow. It's a long
just a look.
By pressing a button.
I don't know.
Yeah, exactly.
Just like the old days.
Just giving it a look.
Remote control.
Here's a switch. You'll see two words. One is own, and the other is oof. And depending on which.
You'd like to
Another upgrade is the user-adjustable penis gripper designed to cater to the size-diverse population. Isn't that everybody?
He thought of everything.
Size-diverse.
Or isn't
not
everybody
just that not everybody's
diverse?
The right same size. You know,
yes,
you know.
Of but course.
Yes.
For a blowjob?
The robot's...
For the hand. There's like there's a
the
hand,
gripper.
There's a
gripper.
A hand gripper.
There's a second.
But it was designed for the size...
diverse population. I don't know what that means.
It just means it can have different levels of gripping.
What a size. Isn't everybody size diverse?
It is.
That's what I'm getting stuck on is the idea that it was that the hand, mm-hmm. meaning the mechanical hand job, is developed for different.
Well, the user adjustable.
So it's not a uniform.
It used to be
thing.
Uniform, and now you can
now it has
change the
adjust. We've upgraded that too.
The robot's
thank
creator,
God.
Brian Sloan. One letter creator? Away from alone. Mm-hmm. Brian Sloan said these are accessible through a web app rather than an app store in protest to big tech's censorship. This is the protest.
Him.
They won't let him put this app onto Google Play and Apple App Store. Mm-hmm. So Sloan said, if we self-censor sexual language in order to reach people in Apple and Google's app stores, we will only re-stigmatize the normal sexual behavior which millions of people have worked for dozens or even hundreds of years to normalize.
How many times has he started that speech at a party and everyone's like, I'm just going to go over here and get it.
Brian, we know.
Brian, that's
we're
so
all,
great.
Brian, we already invested.
Yeah. Brian.
So we're the choir, preacher.
I heard the toilet is running.
Look,
and
we
I
want
have
your jack-off machine to work. It's not a jack-off machine. It's a blowjob machine.
He added, speaking is the main way we express our sexual needs to our partners.
Is it?
Is it?
Is it? And I am working towards a feature where we will speak the same way to our sexual devices. So this guy's like a month away from a manifesto.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. This guy is...
Wait, right? So the last thing is he's working on something where we will speak the same way...
to our sexual devices
he's
as
saying
we do
in
to
life,
our partners.
To our partners in life. Yeah. He wants us to be able to have that same...
Finish me!
Well, okay.
Check that one. That's done.
Sloan graduated.
So tomorrow, can you just pick up the kids and take them? It's like
yes.
You then reveal.
Sloan graduated from law school in 2005, but quickly decided he had a brighter future in the field of masturbation tech.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
He currently holds 7 patents in the field of sex robots, and his goal is to build an army. I'm joking. A future.
A future. Isn't that everyone's goal who does that stuff?
A future where, quote, oral sex performed on a man by a human is indistinguishable from an experience generated by his auto blow machine. Just say you loved Judge Dredd or Demolition Man.
Demolition
just
Man.
Demolition
That's
Man.
It.
Just say
just
you
say
loved
you
it.
Love that movie
say
and you loved it.
Okay, we'll get out
just
of here.
Say
on this.
You're not good at meeting women.
People, yeah. Yes. That I got to
say, you're bad at that.
Yeah. This is right. weird.
Change your bio to must this be really willing to finish
science.
Me. You might find somebody.
I don't know what it is. Every time I fucking go out on a date, within an hour of me mentioning that I'm making robotic blowjob machines, they get wigged out.
Just chasing.
I can't find somebody. I can't find my true love.
They start to clam
What's
up.
What's up with every other person in the world except me?
Mm-hmm.
Everyone else is the asshole.
Yeah. Just putting an entire oyster into his mouth. And he's like, you like to be finished? Okay.
Finish me.
We'll get out of here on this. For fun. How much does the AutoBlow AI Plus cost?
Mm.
If you
retail?
Yes. What is the retail Lord, price?
I mean, now that you showed me the if I hadn't seen that picture.
Yeah.
Now we're getting into David. Like, now we're getting into, in a sense, a little bit. What would you pay
looks, right? Yeah,
okay. For a blowjob?
You know what the worst part is? Her face.
The problem with this
she
thing, she doesn't
so
seem happy about this.
Unamused by the situation.
That also, creepy.
She's literally nonplussed.
And she looks like the dude.
That's
yeah,
she
a little like a version of the dude.
Without a goatee. So, but he.
Are you breaking
thing.
Down the cost?
The problem with this cart is that it, if you really love it, if it really does
think. It will
you,
come.
Okay. Yeah. You gotta like take it with you. Like, what luggage does it fold down?
Like once you,
gotta
you love
go to
your pillow,
it doesn't fold down.
No. So you gotta roll that thing around the halls of a hotel with you.
Also, it looks like you would have to stand.
Yeah, no, you have to stand.
Well, that's kind of take something away from it.
Maybe you
okay.
Be sitting.
How much do you think this cost? Anybody want to go?
I'll go $40,000.
$4,000 retail.
Four
grand.
Price. I don't even know.
Okay. You can go last, Dan.
I'm going to say $7,800.
$7,800.
Mm-hmm. I'll go $812.72.
The retail cost on the AutoBlow AI Plus, you're never too early to shop for Christmas, is $299. And
David was right.
Yeah.
Was I felt right. like you were going to be around that.
So this is a fuck you to big tech. He's trying to make this
affordable.
At a price point that we all can.
Guys,
yeah, we
so
all
everybody
know.
Can get finished.
The regular guy on the street.
Yeah. The price of the blowjob has gone way up. We need to democratize
we need to stick
this.
It to the man and then
sure.
finish me. All right, here's the last story that we'll get to in a second.
Just
give us a little
tease. A woman who fights the cops in a very unconventional way.
Okay.
Good. I love it. Does she use a blowjob machine?
Maybe.
Does she say finish me?
Nope.
We'll find out right after this break. David Cross is with us. It's Dumb People Town. Don't go anywhere.
Dumb. Stick around. Make a sound. There's more Dumb People Town.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to DPT. That's Dumb People Town. Maybe you're listening to this after you've bought tickets to see David Cross on his new tour. Maybe that's part of this experience. I hope so.
Yes.
Official David.
You're probably using a device that can get you those tickets right now.
Yeah.
Pick them up. Go see them if you want to see a great live stand up.
Are you ready
show.
For my final story
Let's
for this
bring it
damn
home,
thing
Jay.
Before I have to pick up my son from basketball practice?
Let's do it.
Sure.
Woman accused of unleashing bees on deputies serving an eviction notice in Massachusetts.
So she's
I saw that headline. I didn't read the story, but I saw it on my.
Now you're
going
to get to
wait. So now unleashing. So she has an army.
She's amassing bees to be like, if anybody messes with me,
I'm the queen.
I'm going to shake the hive.
It's like Rushmore.
Yeah,
it is like Rushmore. This is sent by Nick, official parody at Nick Depp.
Thanks,
Nick.
Buddy. Here we go. Thanks, buddy. All right, here we go. This was sent in a ton to us.
Okay.
A Massachusetts woman is facing multiple assault and battery charges for allegedly releasing a swarm of bees on a group of sheriff's deputies. Some of them.
Is it wrong for me to have wanted all the bees to be released
in the shape of an arrow?
Yes,
going at them.
You get in the arrow, and then
look. So at some point, though, does she? Is she responsible for these bees doing this?
The cops wouldn't have gotten stung if they would have just complied.
Okay.
All right.
So, but once she shakes the hive, the bees have a mind of their own.
That's right.
It's
that's
a hive.
Yeah, they're
going
to come for her, too.
So she released them from a hive.
Well, I think she has them maybe, and I'm going to assume in like an old Tupperware tin. I don't think she's got a hive.
Just opens them up.
This is a woman who keeps them.
She's got a beekeeper box.
She's got it.
Wait, so
she's got to have a soldier's
can. It makes kind of a difference whether she.
Is a beekeeper.
Was running around in a circle comically trying to avoid the cops and then, you know, hit a hive with a stick. Or
let's get into it.
Was she, was it like a apiary? Is that it? An apiary?
Yeah. Apiary is a
that's a bird.
I like
thing,
it.
Right?
I'm going
apiary. Apiary. Maybe the apiary is a bee.
And then yes. And then maybe she had an apiary and because she was a witch, but the good kind of witch, and then she made her own honey.
Yes.
Her name is Rory S. Woods. Okay. Rory Scovel pleaded not guilty at her arraignment on October 12th in Springfield District Court.
So in her brain, this is how it all goes down. You're going to mess with me?
Yep.
I release the bees.
Yeah.
Her lawyer did not immediately respond to a voicemail left by the Associated Press online.
Which means he doesn't believe her.
He is not on her side.
Nope.
When you don't answer the voicemail from the Associated Press.
If you believe that your client is completely, you're answer talking. Every voicemail.
And if you're a lawyer, I mean, that's free publicity. But you're so off this woman that you're like, I don't even
I don't
want to
answer any voicemails. Yeah. The Hampton County Sheriff's Department deputies went to a home on Long Meadow in the morning of October 12th and were met by protesters, according to the official department report. Woods, who lives in Hadley, soon arrived in an SUV towing a trailer carrying beehives.
Okay. So she's got them with her.
She came to fight. She brought it, premeditated.
Thought malice.
Right. Premeditation.
She's to a fist fight.
That's right. The report said she started shaking the hives. Mm-hmm. Broke the cover off one, causing hundreds of bees to swarm out and initially sting one deputy. How do they know?
How do they know who's the bad? What about the protesters?
Even bees know cops. Are
that's
bad.
Right.
Even the bees.
Even the bees.
Know.
Even the bees. Woods, who put on a beekeeper suit to protect herself,
she so knew.
She came prepared.
She clearly.
This is premeditated.
Yeah, yeah.
This is why this guy's not. Is your lawyer's not answering voicemails? Why would she plead not guilty? This was eventually handcuffed, but not before several more sheriff's department employees were stung, including three who were allergic to the bees. The report said when Woods was told that several officers were allergic to the bees, she said, "Oh, you're allergic? Good." That was her quote.
Okay.
Wow.
She doesn't care.
That's a pretty
she's
good quote.
Around.
No, she's not fucking around.
I mean, what do you do, though?
I don't know.
She clearly did something wrong.
No, no. She showed up to a protest, I think, where she
trailer
knew
full of bees does sound like a ska band.
She knew
band.
The cops were going to come to shut this protest down and brought a bunch of bees to...
And again, put all the protesters who she's on their side in danger.
Well, apparently they just stung the cops. So maybe they're trained. Maybe it's like a Ben Willard situation.
Yeah, it's like we've
Ben, the two of us need look no more.
Need bees no more.
All right, very good voice, David.
That is really beautiful. Like an angel. Hampton County Sheriff Nick Cucci. Said Woods could have faced more serious charges if anything worse had happened to those stung.
Yeah, I think that's why she chose bees.
Right. We had one staff member go to the hospital, and luckily he was all right, said Cochi. We will get out of here on this.
Okay.
Wrap
it's
up the
Cucci.
Show.
It's good.
It is Cucci. Yeah. Excuse me. How old is Rory S. Woods, the woman who drove a truck of bees, premeditated, put on a suit, put them in the shape of an arrow and attack the cops?
I mean, as she's putting the bees thing in the trailer together, she's definitely saying the phrase, gonna tell me.
Gonna tell me what to do.
Tell me I can't come to a protest. Me. Gonna right. tell me.
I'm gonna as jump
she's...
in and go 53 years old.
53, Daniel
she's
says.
She's got kind of a Carol Baskin type of
vibe. Yes, so I'm she's
gonna
Baskin-esque.
Yeah, I'm going to go 55.
I'm going to go.
David?
I think she's an older gal, too. I think she's 64.
64.
One of you is exactly right.
Wow. So now we get to play the game. Who do you think is right? You're going to stay on 55?
Stay on 54?
I'm staying on 53.
I'm staying on 64.
Okay.
I'll David. Switch over to 53.
Okay. You're going to switch to 53. Okay. Okay. Get your answers in. Go get tickets to see David. He's really one of the best stand-ups in the world. He's someone we've loved forever, and we're friends with him, and that means a lot to us.
Mm-hmm.
And so please go support him any way you can. Thank you for being here with us on this show. And the answer is Rory S. Woods. I wish you would have stayed, Dave. 55 years
old.
55-year-old woman.
Self-confidence.
Come on. Old enough to know better. 55.
55.
All right, there you go. That's a show.
That's a show. We love you guys. Thanks so much. And oh, shit, we got to get back to work, gang.
Stick around. Make a sound. There's more Dumb People Town.